Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Jody Campeachy, National Cotton Council Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So it's still a pretty tough economic environment for cotton growers. Prices remain low and production costs are still high, but there are some farm policy changes that were included in the One Big Beautiful Bill, along with some other additional economic assistance that producers will receive later this year. And starting with the 2026 crop year, there'll be a higher loan rate, some other key marketing loan improvements that'll provide some additional support. Eligible farms will have the opportunity to add some new base in 2026. Another thing is with the seed cotton reference price, it was increased this year to 42 cents per pound, and that actually started with the 25 crop year. So growers will see some higher PLC seed cotton payments in 2025 and 2026. So based on the survey that we did throughout the month of January, U.S. growers said that they're going to plant 9 million acres of cotton, and that's down about 3.2% from last year. This will be the fourth year in a row where costs are projected to exceed market revenue. And while the enhanced farm safety net will provide higher support, more assistance will be needed to cover all of the losses. We are projecting a slight increase in world consumption, but demand is still struggling, and that's due to slower economic growth, strong competition for man-made fibers. So we're looking to things like maybe new trade agreements or the passage of the Buy American Cotton Act. Both of those could provide a significant boost to the U.S. cotton industry.